10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Time.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sex, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent husky. Acid addict horsey. Avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
Give me a man after midnight. I want somebody, help me change the shadows.
Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
As the calendar turns to the month of August, the Frisco Rough Riders are still on the road and still in San Antonio, Texas. And they start Game 3 of this six-game series tonight. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as the Rough Riders once again meet up with the San Antonio Missions, the Padres affiliate here at the AA level. And, boy, they had a lot of success against them this season. 9-0 here in this building this year. 12 straight wins against San Antonio. They're 13-1 overall against the Missions this year. And just dominating them. Overall, the Rough Riders play their 99th game of the season tonight. They're 18-11 in the second half, 62-36 overall, the best record in all of AA. Today, it's a new face on the mound for the Rough Riders, the 21-year-old Mitch Bratt, the number 21 prospect in the Rangers organization. The Newmarket, Ontario, Canada native, stands 6'1", 190 pounds, a former fifth-round selection of the Rangers back in 2021, and he is a phenomenal story of a guy who, during COVID, could not find a way to play baseball because of protocols in Canada. He moved to the U.S. and was able to get drafted. We'll dive a little bit more into that story as we go on here in the broadcast. But Mitch Bratt gets his first career AA start today after a very successful season in High A Hickory. 6-4 with a 3.03 ERA in 17 outings, 15 starts. He went 77 in the third inning, striking out 84 to 16 walks and holding opponents to a .220 batting average against. Overall, Mitch Bratt is a guy who you're very excited for to see this kind of opportunity. Just a really smart and bright young man and getting an opportunity here with a very good pitching staff with the Frisco Rough Riders. So Mitch Bratt goes for the Rough Riders against Austin Krobe, who's the number 4 prospect in the Padres organization. He's making his third start this season against the Frisco Rough Riders. The 24-year-old, 6'3", 205-pounder, a native of Iowa, went to TCU for college and a 2022 draft pick of the Padres in the 12th round. This season he's had some struggles, 3-7 with a 5.58 ERA in 18 appearances. 17 starts, he's thrown 80 2/3 innings with 79 strikeouts to 33 walks. His calling card is getting the ball on the ground. 51% of the balls put in play against him this season have been on the ground. That's the most in the Texas League among qualifiers. So expect to see a lot of ground balls against Austin Krobe today and a lot of fly balls on the other side for Mitch Bratt, who goes with a fastball, slider, changeup, and a cutter combination on the other side for the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, the Rough Riders coming off back-to-back victories in this series, 4-2 in 10 innings in the opener, and then last night, what a game it was. Frisco fell behind 5-1 after 4 innings, scored 3 runs in the 6th inning, and then 7 runs in the 8th inning in come-from-behind fashion, and they won it 11-5. They're outscoring San Antonio 15-7 in the 2 games in this series and out-hitting them 26-10 in the 2 games. It's been a very impressive series offensively so far for the Rough Riders, and they look to keep that going today against Austin Krobe. Well, we mentioned Mitch Bratt is making his AA debut today. He's also our pregame guest here on the radio. We'll have him for part one of the interview today and then part two tomorrow as Kamar Rocker will get his second start in a Rough Riders uniform in game 4 of the series. We'll have game 3 with the first pitch coming up at 5 past the top of the hour, but Mitch Bratt joins us next for part one of a two-part interview here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to San Antonio. We're pregame, and the Rough Riders are getting set to take on the Missions. We're joined by Mitch Bratt, Rough Riders pitcher here on the pregame show. Just called up here to the AA level from High A Hickory. When you look at the beginning of your season and heading into where you are right now, how do you feel like you can look at the beginning of your season and how you perform?
It's been quite a whirlwind, to be completely honest. My first start in Hickory wasn't the greatest. Gave up quite a few runs and not too many innings, and to be honest with you, from that point on, everything just got 10 times better. Mechanically, everything started to feel a bit better. I felt a lot more in sync, throwing more strikes, and just feeling command of everything else in the zone was way better than it was in the beginning of the year. So I give kudos and credit to Julio Valdez, the pitching coach in Hickory, and everybody there for helping me get to the point I am today right now.
When everything's going right for you, what do you feel, and what is it the indicator that things are going right?
I'd say the feeling is just being in control of everything. I feel like when things kind of go sideways is when my heart starts to race and things start to speed up. So my ability to be able to slow the game down to the best of my abilities and just go from there is when I feel the most confident and calm, cool, and collected.
We're joined by Mitch Bratt. Now, I believe sinker, slider, changeup, cutter is the arsenal.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Fastball.
Not the sinker?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you develop that arsenal, and what are some of the newer pitches?
The newer pitch that I started throwing is the cutter, to be honest. It started last year where I had a curveball, and it wasn't getting the greatest results, and it just didn't feel comfortable. So we turned my slider into a cutter, in a sense, just throwing that pitch harder, getting on top of it instead of on the side of it, and then kept the slider and made it a little bit slower. But the confidence in the fastball, and it really just bases off that. So we go fastball, and then when I can get the cutter in the zone, change up away, and then sliders for strikes is when I'm at my best.
When you look at where you were when you were drafted, maturity-wise, and also as a baseball player, how do you feel like you've progressed over the last couple of years?
It's come a long, long, long way, especially with the off-the-field stuff. Getting drafted, just turned 18, there was a lot of different variables, never being away from home for more than 3-4 weeks at a time. It definitely took its toll in the first 2 years, but being able to grow from that, learn from what I've done in the past 2 years to get to this point, it's definitely helped me. And then on the field as well, just the growth of my mindset, the in between the lines and in between the ears of the game, like it's more so that than anything else.
We're joined by Mitch Bratt. Now, the AA debut is coming up. What is it you want to accomplish in this first start in AA?
I just want to feel comfortable. To be honest, I just don't want to switch anything. I feel like I've been in a pretty good groove, being able to throw strikes, get hitters out, get ahead early. So I'm going to keep the same mindset, and just whatever happens, happens, and I can live with that.
That's awesome. He's Mitch Bratt, and a new Rough Riders starting pitcher. Mitch, thanks so much, and welcome to AA. Happy to have you.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome you back to San Antonio. It's time for the national anthem. We'll step aside and get you the starting lineups when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases of Frisco in 2024. Cases of Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
A three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a gorgeous Thursday night in San Antonio, Texas, we welcome you into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. It's time for Game 3 between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along wherever you are on this Thursday night. The Rough Riders look to make it 3 wins in a row to start this series and 13 wins in a row against San Antonio on the season. They have been phenomenal against the Padres affiliate this season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Rough Riders first. They send Caber Rodriguez, the third baseman, Max Acosta, the shortstop, and Josh Hatcher at first base up in the top third. Cody Freeman in his return after a day off yesterday DHs and cleans up. Cooper Johnson is the catcher hitting fifth, and Aaron Zavala is in left field in the sixth spot. Bottom third, Franmer Chavez at second. Luis Meneses in his second career Riders game is in right field, and Daniel Mateo in center field for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Rodriguez, Acosta, Hatcher, Freeman, Johnson, Zavala, Chavez, Meneses, and Mateo. Austin Crow making his third career start against the Rough Riders. He's allowed 4 runs in 10 and a third innings across his 2 starts against the Frisco Rough Riders earlier this season in the month of May. And he's back out on the hill, the left-hander, to face Frisco again. Caber Rodriguez, owner of a 5-game hitting streak, stands in from the right side, and we're ready to get this one underway and begin August baseball in 2024. Crow readies and deals home. There's a bunt foul back behind home, and we're underway. And 2 minutes early today here at 7:03 in San Antonio, Texas. 93 degrees is our first pitch temperature. Sun shining up above, 11-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left center field, 18-mile-an-hour gusts. It's a feels-like temperature of 95. Crow ready from the stretch in the 0-1. There's a swing and a line drive to short, and Reyes off to his backhand side makes the catch chest high. Rodriguez hit it on a line, but right at the shortstop, Ripken Reyes. He made the catch. And Max Acosta, the Riders' shortstop, stands in now. Krobe, the number 4 prospect in the Padres organization. His last start against Midland on the road was a tough one, and he has really struggled as of late. He readies from the stretch and pitches. Misses down low in the dirt, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. His last start against Midland, 5 runs allowed in just 1 2/3 innings. He allowed 5 runs over 3 2/3 innings at Arkansas in his start right before that. The 1-0 pitch. Acosta swings and flies it down the right field line. Perez, a long run towards the line. He's there to make the two-handed catch. At the last moment, kind of flipped his chest towards the infield into a back pedal to make the grab. About 10 feet from the foul line. Two up, two down for the Riders in this first inning, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Scoreless in the top of the first. Hatcher is the third longest active on base streak in the Texas League. He's reached in 14 games in a row. Here's the stretch from Krobe, a lefty-lefty matchup in the pitch. Fastball, middle-middle for a strike. It's 0-1. Home plate umpire today, Travis Brewer. Calling balls and strikes, Kyle Stutzer. First base umpire, Jack Wasson at third. Three-man umpiring crew today. Krobe readies from the stretch, and the left-hander kicks in. There's a swing and a fly ball, fisted into shallow left field. Cummings coming on, and it's in for a base hit. Now Josh Hatcher floats one the opposite way to reach in his 15th game in a row. Rough Riders with a two-out base runner in the first inning. Hatcher now 5-for-10 in this series as well, and Cody Freeman steps to the plate. Freeman got the day off yesterday after, in the opener, he had a scary moment playing third base and took a ground ball off the lip of the grass that bounced up and hit him in the left temple. And he had to exit yesterday's game. The pitch. That one is low. It's 1-0. Beg your pardon. He did not have to exit the game. He didn't even start in yesterday's game. Just got the day off. So he is back today. And in the starting lineup, Rough Riders certainly missed him, though not on the scoreboard. 11 runs yesterday offensively. The pitch. There's a swing and a ground ball up the middle. That leaks through into center for a base hit. Hatcher speeds around second. He coasts into third. And the Riders have runners on the corners. Back-to-back two-out singles for the Rough Riders in the first inning. And now it's Cooper Johnson's turn. Well, this is the spot you want Cooper Johnson to come up in against a left-handed pitcher. He has killed left-handed pitching this year in over 1,000 OPS, and 4 of his 8 homers in far fewer at-bats have come against left-handed pitching. The pitch home. He swings and fouls it straight back on the first offering. It's 0-1. Just underway, top of the first inning, no score. Hatcher at third, Freeman at first. Krobe working exclusively from the stretch. He readies, and the 0-1. Misses high, and it's 1-1. Defense behind him today, Cole Cummings in left, Connor Hollis in center, Robert Perez Jr. in right. Lucas Dunn has third, Ripken Reyes at short, Marcos Castagnon the second baseman, Robbie Tenerowitz holds on Freeman at first, who takes a big lead, and the pitch is fouled back. It's 1-2 on Johnson. Michael De La Cruz makes up the other half of the battery with Austin Krobe, the catcher today. San Antonio 14-14 in the second half and 45-51 overall this season, but that second half record is not very indicative of how they played recently. They started out the second half 12-2 before going 2-12 in their last 14 games. 1-2 pitch on the way. Before that, a throw over to first. Not in time on Freeman, who's back in on his feet. Johnson 1-for-5 in his lone game in this series. Riders trying to strike first against Krobe. He's ready from the stretch. Left foot way out in front. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball, and Krobe gets out of the jam in the first inning with his first strikeout. For the Rough Riders, no runs on 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. Bottom of the first inning next, and we'll see the first pitches in his Double-A career for Mitch Bratt. We'll be right back in a scoreless ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Mitch Brad, for the first time in a Frisco Rough Riders uniform, takes the mound in the bottom of the first inning. Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, stands in against him. And the first pitch, it's a fastball right down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Mitch Brad, the 21-year-old, 6'1", 190 pounds, out of Newmarket, Ontario in Canada. He rocks into his wind in the 0-1. Fastball up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Brad works with a four-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter. He rocks into his wind here in the 1-1. That's down and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Great numbers at High A Hickory this season. 6-4, a 3.03 ERA in 17 outings, 15 starts. Impeccable control. 2-1. That slips outside. It's three balls and one strike. He walked just 16 batters in his 17 outings. He had the lowest walk rate in the South Atlantic League and the highest strikeout-to-walk ratio in the South Atlantic League as well. 3-1. There's a swing and a foul to the right side, out of play, and it's three balls and two strikes on the shortstop, Reyes, leading it off in a scoreless first inning. He finished in the South Atlantic League with the fifth best ERA in the league. And his 3.03 ERA was massively inflated by a tough first start of the year. He readies in the 3-2. Fouled away to the right side again, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Brad's first start this season, in three innings, he allowed seven runs on eight hits, and his ERA has been recovering ever since. He asks for a new baseball and gets it. Ever since that first start, though, his numbers really look fantastic. You take out that first start, a 2.30 ERA and the rest of his starts in High A. 3-2 popped up on the right side, and that one also leaks out of play, and it's still three balls and two strikes. And if you look at his action over the last 2 months, in his last 10 games, nine of them being starts, 4-1 with a 1.35 ERA. He only allowed one earned run in four starts in the month of July before coming up here to Double-A. So he definitely earned his trip to the Frisco Rough Riders. Payoff pitch on the way to Reyes. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line. That one is out of play as well. And it's still 3-2. And his first career Double-A batter making him work in Ripken Reyes. This will be pitch number 9 due to him. Reyes just 1-for-8 in the series with an RBI. Brad was drafted by the Rangers in the fifth round of the 2021 draft. He's ready to go, working with an orange glove. He rocks and pitches home. Low for ball four, and in the first batter he faces, he delivers a free pass. Brandon Valenzuela stands in now. And how rare is that for Brett? He only had one game in which he walked three batters this year. He had six walkless games. First pitch to Brandon Valenzuela is a swing and a miss at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. It's rare to see a left-handed starter for the Rough Riders this season. Brett is only the third left-handed starting pitcher for the Riders this year. The pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. The most recent was Cody Bradford last week in his rehab, but before that, you have to go all the way back to April 18th when Cole Drake was called up from down east to make a spot start in Arkansas. 0-2 pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, sending Mateo back on a dead run. He's under it, and he makes the grab. So Valenzuela put a charge into it, but he flies out to center field. One away in the bottom of the first inning, no score, and here's Cole Cummings. Cummings, even for a left-hander, has killed left-handed pitching this year, hitting .317 against them. He's only batting .245 overall on the season. Pull side shift on the infield. Brad offers. Breaking ball just shuttles high, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's the slider from Brad. If you heard our conversation with him pregame, the slider was a pitch that they morphed into a cutter over the last couple seasons. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball busted inside. It's 1-1. And then they brought that slider back into play. So the four pitches, fastball, slider, changeup, and the cutter. He's working with Cooper Johnson behind the plate. He sets up low and outside, and Brett deals. There's a fly ball out of play down the left field line, and it's one ball and two strikes on Cummings. Rest of the defense behind the southpaw, Aaron Zavala in left field, Daniel Mateo in center, Luis Mieses in right field. Gabriel Rodriguez at third, Max Acosta the shortstop, Freddy Chavez plays at second. Josh Hatcher holds on Reyes at first base, and Johnson the aforementioned catcher, the pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Mitch Brett strikes out Cole Cummings. It's his first strikeout of his Double-A career. A slider for Mitch Brett. He picks up the strikeout of Cummings. Two down, and Robbie Tenorowicz stands in. Runner at first, two outs. No score, and Tenorowicz just 1-for-7 this series. First pitch is a fastball on the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Brett will be in the low 90s with that heater. He'll occasionally reach 95. He readies from the stretch, and the pick over to first base not in time. Reyes back in safely. Brett's most recent start at the high A level before getting called up here. He went 5 2/3 innings, allowing just one unearned run. Back on July 25th, the offering is fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Right after that start, even though he hadn't officially been promoted, he made his way to Frisco and got to join in the clubhouse with a lot of familiar faces and was welcomed with open arms. He worked with Cooper Johnson plenty last year when both were in Hickory. 0-2. And misses high, and it's one ball and two strikes, and very familiar with Carlos Cardoza as well, as he pitched under him in the Arizona Fall League after the season. Spent some time on the injured list last year, only making 16 starts because of a sore lat. 1-2 to Tenorowicz. He misses low of the zone. Change up, and it's two balls and two strikes. Tenorowicz's one hit was a double in his first at-bat of the series. He's 0 for his last six. Reyes leads from first after walking. 2-2. Breaking ball fouled to the right side out of play. It's still two balls and two strikes. Always hurts a little bit when that first at-bat is 9 pitches for your overall pitch count. This next one will be the 22nd for Brad in this bottom of the first inning. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the left-hander deals in the 2-2. Swinging a foul again back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes, and this is a very veteran-laden lineup for the Missions. If you were with us yesterday, we told you how the average player in the Missions lineup was averaging over 220 games played already at the AA level alone. The pitch is outside. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Not in time. Reyes steals second base. His 15th stolen base. Johnson, who's one of the best in the Texas League in terms of caught stealing percentage, just a little bit late with the throw. This will be the 8th pitch upcoming to Denerowitz. It's a full count. Brad readies and deals. Fouled straight back again. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Denerowitz putting up a fight against him. Denerowitz in his time between Arkansas and here, 10 home runs this season. He was released by the Mariners organization and signed by the Padres earlier this year. The pitch. There's a golf shot down the left side and foul out of play. And it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Another foul ball. That's 5 in this at-bat alone. And 10 foul balls in the inning. Making Brad work, and Cooper Johnson goes out and has a talk with the young left-hander. It's a long conversation between those two, and home plate umpire Travis Brewer starts to make his way out. Just to break it up a little bit. And right away, the Rough Riders will get somebody up and loosening in the bullpen down the right side. It's Reed Burlingmeyer. Three balls and two strikes on Tenerowitz. The pitch in. There's a fly ball down the right field line. A long run for Hatcher at first base and into foul ground. It's out of his reach. Another foul ball for Tenerowitz. Hatcher racing after it into the on-field bullpen for the Rough Riders. Just couldn't quite catch it. But still 3 balls and 2 strikes. This will be the 11th pitch to Tenerowitz. He's making Brett work. The left-hander looks in. He's got his sign. And he deals. Reyes takes off for third. Swung on and missed on a high inside fastball. And Brett wins the battle. He strikes out Tenerowitz. It's 2 strikeouts in the first inning for Mitch Brett. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Top 2 next. Riders and Missions, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Aaron Zavala comes to the plate for the Rough Riders in the top of the second inning. No score between the Riders and the Missions. Happy you're with us on this beautiful Thursday. A little bit warm, 93 degrees, feels like a 95, but just a gorgeous day with not a cloud in the sky up above. A few wispy white clouds along the horizon on either side, but just a picturesque day. Zavala, a left-handed batter against the left-hander Krobe. And the first pitch. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. Tenerowitz has got it in foul territory. It's a foul ball, and it's 0-1. Zavala riding an 11-game on-base streak. He's walked in five consecutive games. 3-for-5 in the series with four walks so far. He's done his job to get aboard. He's been phenomenal in this month of July for his standards, hitting over 270. 0-1. That's low and outside, 1-1. I should say in the month of July, not in this month of July. We're in August, August 1st. So officially, Aaron Zavala's month of July was his best month of the season so far. 1-1. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Nothing but positive things for Zavala as he continues to try and find what he was when he first joined the Riders back in 2022. 1-2 pitch from Krobe. There's a line shot into right center field. It drops in, and Aaron Zavala leads things off in the second with a base hit. A single into right center field for Zavala. Brinder Chavez now makes his way to the plate. Switch hitter batting from the right side, where he's a better hitter average-wise, hitting 289 against left-handed pitching. He tripled his last time up batting right-handed yesterday, the pitch. That's just inside, one ball and no strikes. Chavez 3-for-5 with a triple in yesterday's game, returning from AAA. And time called a balk on Krobe. Austin Krobe commits the balk, and he moves Zavala down to second base. That's the fifth balk we've seen in the three games in this series already. Not sure if we saw five balks in the first 97 games of the season. 1-0. There's a swing and a soft grounder to third. Dunn vacuums it in, lofts it across the diamond, and gets Chavez one away. That brings Luis Mieses to the plate. He had his first career Rough Riders hit in the eighth inning yesterday, a two-run single. Went 1-for-5. Left-handed batter. Mieses stands in with a slightly open stance, 6'3", a 24-year-old. Krobe offers in, and he misses down. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders in this series winning 4-2 in 10 innings in the opener and then 11-5 yesterday. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Swinging a line shot over Tenerowitz down the right field line. It's a fair ball rolling into the corner. Zavala coasts around third easily to score. And Mieses pulls in at second with an RBI double. It's 1-0 Riders in the second inning. Well, that ball was pulverized down the right field line over Robbie Tenerowitz, leaping up in the air right over his glove and down the right field side. And Luis Mieses replaces Aaron Zavala at second base to give the Riders the lead. Left on left, he turned on that ball. His first Rough Riders extra base hit. And here's Daniel Mateo riding a four-game hitting streak. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on a breaking ball down low. Over his last four games, he's 5-for-15, a .333 batting average. Krobe Rennies in the 0-1. Chopped foul at the plate, 0-2. The four-game hitting streak is the longest hitting streak for Mateo in a Rough Riders uniform this year. Looking to keep that going and give the Riders another run. Krobe Probe readies from the stretch. And he offers home. That's outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. For whatever reason this season, the second inning for Austin Krobe has been miserable. He's allowed now 23 runs in the second inning this year, the most out of any inning by far. The pitch. That misses low, and it's two balls and two strikes. So 23 runs in the second inning. His next highest run total in any other inning is 8. 23 runs in the second, 31 runs combined in every other inning. Wild. 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes. The Riders just adding to those totals here in the second inning, leading 1-0. Mateo with a full count to him, top of the order, and Caber Rodriguez on deck. Krobe stretches and deals. Strike three called. Got him at the knees on the outside corner. Well, Daniel Mateo down looking, and there's the second out of this second inning. Strikeout number 2 for Krobe. Caber Rodriguez stands in now. Top of the lineup for the Rough Riders. He lined out to short in the first inning. Krobe readies and fires. Rodriguez chops it up over the hill. The second baseman, Castagnon, fields in front of the bag, throws onto first and gets him side retired. But the Riders strike for an RBI double from Luis Mieses to make it 1-0. A run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on. Bottom second next. Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders carry their 1-0 advantage into the bottom of the second inning. Michael De La Cruz leads it off. Mitch Bratt threw a scoreless first inning, but 27 pitches because of long extended at-bats from Ripken Reyes and Robbie Tenorowicz. He deals home. De La Cruz watches a letter-high fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. So Bratt looks to get a clean and quick inning here in the second. He rocks in the 0-1. Breaking ball, fly ball into shallow center field. Mateo racing on, and he makes the running catch chest high. Daniel Mateo with a good first step, and able to race that one in and pull it into the chest. One out on a fly ball to center field here in the second. 1-0 Rough Riders. Marcos Castagnon stands in. Very slight pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders. Right-handed batter, the pitch. That's just up and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. As some of you may know, Mitch Bratt, a very interesting story with the way he made it to professional baseball. He grew up in Canada. His dad was a coach, the 1-0. Fastball, just low, and it's two balls and no strikes. And so he fell in love with the game very early. Was a very accomplished pitcher in high school in Canada. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's down and in, and it's 3-0. But then the pandemic hit in 2020, and Canada was much stricter on their regulations when it came to coming back from COVID. And so he found himself not able to play in 2021 in Canada. 3-0. It was over the heart of the plate for a strike, 3-1. He was resourceful. He built a bullpen in his backyard and made sure that he and his dad would throw and he could get his reps in. But he needed to find a team to be eligible for the draft. 3-1 is down and in for ball four, and he walks his second batter in as many innings. Riders with a 1-0 lead. We are in the bottom of the second inning. One out, one on for Robert Perez Jr. So Brad got together with his family and decided the best thing for him would be to transfer into a school in the United States and play baseball for 2021. The pitch. That's up and in, and it's 1-0. So that's what he did. He transferred down to the United States and ended up moving just outside of Savannah, Georgia, to Statesboro, Georgia, and went to play at Georgia Premier Academy. He was only there for a couple months while finishing his high school diploma online. He readies from the stretch in the 1-0. Here's a fly ball into right center field. Mies is cutting over. He's there to make the catch. Two down with a runner at first, and Lucas Dunn stands in. And after his time, he was looked at as possibly a pretty big draft prospect, but went to play in the draft league, which was brand new at that time. He played for West Virginia for the Black Bears in the MLB draft league. Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Dunn. Fastball up and away, and it's 1-0. And he impressed there. The Rangers liked what they saw, and they ended up taking him in the 2021 draft. He was a very young draftee. He had just turned 18 years old. The pitch. Fouled back. Just up over the netting, up onto the sweet level on the right side. It's 1-1. He's made his way up through the system, repeating the year with Hickory this year, but now up here in Double-A Frisco. Brad Reddy's from the stretch in the 1-1. That's inside. It's 2-1 on the third baseman. Dunn had a two-run double chop down the third baseline that was probably foul, but was called fair. It was part of a 5-run fourth inning yesterday for the Missions. 2-1. Swinging a line shot to third. Rodriguez falling to his backside, makes the catch to his left, and retires the side. So Brad pitches around a walk for the second consecutive inning, and the Rough Riders take their 1-0 advantage to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't find, her parents paid
it. Max Acosta starts off the Rough Riders third. Frisco leading 1-0. It's 2-3-4 due up against Austin Krobe. Left-hander ready from the stretch. Glove at the belt. His back nearly facing home plate. He deals home. There's a ground ball hit hard, but right at the second baseman, Castagnon. He gobbles it up and throws him out. One away. Acosta very aggressive on the first pitch usually, and that time a quick out. That brings Hatcher to the plate, who singled in the first inning. Left on left. And the offering home. Fastball is high, 1-0. Hatcher entered in, hitting .290, the third best average among qualifiers in the Texas League. He's now 5-for-10 in this series in San Antonio after his single. 1-0. Krobe fits it low and outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Now, Hatcher has been so good against left-handed pitching as a left-handed batter this year, hitting .299 against lefties with an .840 OPS. 2-0. He takes inside, checking his swing, and it's 3-0. And that's such a big element to Hatcher's game. If he can continue to hit left-handed pitching, that's going to make him even more valuable. 3-0. Inside, ball four. Hatcher has reached twice. It's a one-out base runner for the Rough Riders, and Cody Freeman stands in. Freeman singled on a ground ball up the middle into center his last time up. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the third inning. Freeman, on the other hand, has not hit left-handed pitching very well. He has 12 homers this year to lead the Rough Riders. All of them have been against right-handed pitching. Here's the lefty's pitch. It's on the inside edge, letter high, a strike, and it's 0-1. These Rough Riders have been inconsistent on the offensive side, but have certainly been swinging it well to start this series here in San Antonio. With the four hits today, the 0-1. That's inside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. And the Riders have now collected 19 hits to San Antonio's 7. 15 hits tied a season high yesterday. Third time they've had 15. A pick over to first, and Hatcher's picked off. Went on first movement on the lefty. He's in a rundown. The throw to the second baseman, Castagnon, who runs into the first baseman. And it's interference. How about that? So Castagnon and Tanerowicz run into each other. And they contacted Hatcher as well. And he gets second base. So defensive interference. Hatcher's at second. And the Rough Riders catch a break. Runner in scoring position for Frisco. Rough Riders have a hit already with runners in scoring position in this game. Aces RBI double. The pitch. It's low to Freeman, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Right-handed batter stands back in. Infield very slightly to pull. Outfield the opposite way. 2-1. Freeman takes down and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. A good hitter's count against Krobe. The left-hander has really struggled this year with runners in scoring position. He's allowing a .333 batting average for opponents when they're runners at second, third, or both. 3-1 pitch to Freeman. Outside corner, a breaking ball just clips the outer edge for a strike, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on the designated hitter. He went 0-for-4 in the opener of this series with a walk and a run score. Krobe stretches and pitches. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went downstairs with a breaking ball, and he strikes out Freeman. Third strikeout for Chrome, and Cooper Johnson steps to the plate. Johnson, a strikeout victim back in the first inning with runners at the corners and two outs. He now bats again with runner in scoring position. 1-0 Riders, top of the third. Crobe deals. It's on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. A decent crowd on this Thursday evening in San Antonio. And Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, they call it the Wolf. 0-1 pitch. Johnson takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Coop has a homer here in this ballpark. One of his 8 home runs this season. Head-to-head against San Antonio. Johnson, a .389 hitter this year with 2 home runs and over 1,200 OPS. 0-2 pitch. Before that, a kick and a throw. No throw, just a look back at second base. Crobe retoes the rubber and looking in for his sign. Dangling the ball in his left arm. Now he has his sign ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Swinging a soft grounder foul back behind home. It's still no balls and 2 strikes on Johnson as the Rough Riders would love to pad this lead here. It took late runs for the Riders the last 2 games to pull out the victory. And this Mission's bullpen has really struggled over this stretch in which they have lost 12 of their last 14 games. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Johnson down on strikes. Fastball up and away. 4th strikeout for Crobe. Side retired. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We're to the bottom of the 3rd. Riders, a 1-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball.
Home half of the 3rd inning, the Rough Riders out in front, 1-0. 9-1-2 due up for San Antonio against Mitch Bratt. The left-hander back into his windy pitches. Up and away with a fastball, 1 ball and no strikes. And Bratt with 40 pitches through his first 2 innings of work. Threw 27 in the first, 13 in the second. The pitch. There's a line drive on one hop to the second baseman, Chavez. Behind the second base back, he backhands and throws out Hollins. 1 out. That brings Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, to the plate. Riders a 1-0 lead. Reyes walked back in the first and stole second, was stranded right there. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Here's the southpaw's pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Reyes started his college career at California Berkeley 2016 to 2018, and then graduated there and was a grad transfer to the University of San Diego, where he led the WCC in on-base percentage in 2019. 0-1. Breaking ball way outside, slipped out of his hand, and it's one ball and one strike. He also finished second in the nation with 27 hit-by-pitches, and that's carried in to the minor leagues. He's second in minor league baseball this year in hit-by-pitches. 1-1. That one misses down, and it's two balls and one strike. If you're wondering, yes, Ripken is after Cal Ripken. He also has a brother named Roland Reyes, who is named after Scott Roland. His other brother is Casey. 2-1. There's a line drive looped over a shortstop, and it lands in the shallow left center field. It's a base hit for Reyes. A single for Ripken Reyes, the first hit that Brandt has allowed. One out base runner in the third for San Antonio, with the Rough Riders leading 1-0. Here's Brandon Valenzuela, flew out to center in the first. Reyes' parents were both very into baseball and were incredibly competitive fast pitch softball players. The pitch. That one misses outside with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strike. So naming their sons after baseball players was very fitting, and Ripken Reyes is a very intense competitor on the diamond. One ball and no strikes on Valenzuela. The pitch. There's a ground ball, foul off his own foot down the left side. 1-1 now. Valenzuela took a huge chunk of that off his foot, and he's having trouble in foul territory down the right side, limping and down on one knee. And here comes the athletic trainer, David Bryan, to go and check him out. And he's walking back with him towards the batter's box. He doubles over again with his hands on his knees, trying to shake it off. He fouled that one, looked like directly off of his foot. He's still trying to work it out. Let's see if he can stay in this game. These foul balls are always tough. He has a foot guard and shin guard on, but it must have missed it. And he says, I'm good to go. Well, he's going to stay in the game. And Brad gets a warm-up throw in. He says he's good to go. One ball and one strike on Valenzuela, with Reyes at first. 1-0 Riders here in the bottom of the third inning. Brat has his sign. He readies from the stretch. And pitches in. Swing and a miss. He went up and in. One ball and two strikes now on Valenzuela. Time call. If you're a fan of the World Baseball Classic, you might recognize the name of Mitch Brad. He very famously, when he was 19 years old, made the start for Team Canada 2 years ago against Team USA. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Climbed the ladder. He strikes out Valenzuela. His third strikeout. There are two away. Cole Cummings stands in now. The Brat, as a 19-year-old, lasted just a third of an inning, giving up six runs on three hits, but had to face a gauntlet of a Team USA roster. The pitch is actually a throw over to first base, not in time. Listen to the names he had to face for Team USA. Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, Kyle Tucker, Tim Anderson, and JT Realmuto. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him. It's 0-1 on Cummings. Just incredible. He He said it was a great learning experience, and forever he wanted to flush it and never think about it again, but now he's embracing it. 0-1. That's up and in, and it's one ball and one strike. Speaking of Mike Trout, some very sad news coming out of Angels camp earlier today that Mike Trout will miss the remainder of the season this year. 1-1. There's a fly ball hit well into center field. Mateo back into the right center alley. He's under it, and he's there to make the catch. Well, Cummings flies out to center, and the inning is over. The Rider is with another scoreless inning out of Mitch Bratt. They lead 1-0 to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top half of the fourth inning in San Antonio, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on this Thursday night. Riders a 1-0 lead. Aaron Zavala starts it off for him in the fourth in the first pitch. Swinging a line drive, loop down the right side, and just foul. 0-1. Zavala singling into right center field back in the second inning. He's now reached in 12 games in a row. Continuing to put together quality at-bats at the plate. 0-1 offering from the left-hander Crow. That misses high, and it's one ball and one strike. For Austin Krobe, the dream of pitching here at this level, at the professional level, was always something he had in his mind. 1-1 pitch. That's just outside. It's two balls and one strike. When he was a freshman in high school, growing up in the state of Iowa, he had a notes app page on his phone for his goals. 2-1. There's a drive down the right field line. He hooked it foul into the netting, and it's two balls and two strikes. On that notes app and amongst his goals were two things. One, I'm going to be a D1 athlete. And two, I'm going to be a professional in this sport. And those seemed like big, lofty dreams at the time. 2-2 pitch. Just outside, 3-2. In high school, he was a good player, not a great player. He ended up committing to Kirkwood Community College in Iowa to play his college ball initially. 3-2 pitch home to Zavala. Inside, ball four, and Zavala has now walked in six consecutive games. Leadoff base runner for the Rough Riders in the fourth. 1-0 Frisco. Freeder Chavez in the seventh spot of the order makes his way to the plate. Krobe was able to make one of those dreams come true, and after one season at Kirkwood, he transferred to TCU for the 2020 season. Pitch home. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. After 2021, he was eligible for the draft, but didn't hear his name called, so he returned to TCU, and after being a starter in 2021, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good change away. 1-1. He bounced in between the starting rotation and the bullpen for TCU in 2022 and wasn't sure when he was going to hear his name called in the draft, if at all. The Padres believed in him and took him in the 12th round. 1-1 pitch. Just a hair inside, and it's two balls and one strike. And he is vastly improved over the course of his minor league career. Last season, he pitched to a 2.72 ERA over 21 starts. 2-1. Chopper up the middle. The second baseman, Castagnon's got it. Steps on the bag for one. Throws to first in time, a double play. Two outs in this fourth inning. Luis Mieses bats now. It's 1-0. Frisco out in front. Top of the fourth inning. Two outs, bases clear now. Mieses, an RBI double at 106 miles an hour off the bat down the right field line in the second. The pitch is inside. One ball and no strikes. Mieses looking to add some thump to this Rough Riders lineup. Six home runs at the high A level. 1-0. He swings and misses at a breaking ball below the zone. Down in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. A run on four hits for the Riders so far. To play in the fourth inning. Krobe deals. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball on the outside corner. And it's 1-2. Daniel Mateo in the ninth spot of the order stands on deck for Frisco. Infield a pull for the left-handed batter. Behind in the count here against Grove. He brings it in. Swinging a line drive off the end of the mat, looped into center. It's a base hit from Mieses, and he claps his hands as he heads down to first base. A two-strike approach, just kind of throwing the bat head out at the ball and singling into center. The Riders with their fifth hit already. And Daniel Mateo makes his way to the plate. Right-handed batter. And the initial pitch. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, it's 0-1. The Riders are just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, so despite their five hits and two walks on the offensive side, only the one run. Oh-1. Outside. One ball and one strike on Mateo. He struck out looking back in the second inning. His first trip to the plate. Left-hander ready. Extreme first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 is high, and it's two balls and one strike. Mieses is not the fleetest of foot over at first base. Two-one offering. Fouled away down the right side. It's two balls and two strikes on Mateo now. Starting to get that confidence back just a little bit at the plate. With hits in four in a row. Starting to hit the ball a little bit harder as well. Left-hander peers in. He's got his sign ready from the belt. And the 2-2 pitch. He brings it home. There's a line shot into left field. It drops in front of Cummings. Yes is up to second base. And Daniel Mateo singles here with two outs. He's got hits in five in a row for the Rough Riders now. Gabriel Rodriguez stands in. Hey, Rough Riders fans, after winning the first half crown of the Texas League South, the Riders are postseason bound for the second time in 3 years. Riders will host at least one postseason game on September 19th and, if necessary, on September 20th. The pitch. That's low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Postseason tickets are available now. Get yours at ridersbaseball.com. One and 0 to Rodriguez. The offering home. There's a line drive foul into the netting on the left side. One ball and one strike. Rodriguez has grounded out and lined out today. Starts the third time through the Rough Riders order. With two outs, Mieses will be able to go on contact here. 1-1. Below the zone and misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Rodriguez entered into this game 5-for-11 in this series. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front, it's 2-2. He has an extra base hit in three consecutive games, and he has hits in five in a row. During the five-game hitting streak, 9-for-21. That's a .429 average. Rodriguez steps out, adjusts the batting gloves. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed batter. Lefty's pitch. Check swing roller out to short. Reyes comes up, picks at the chest, fires onto first, and gets him inning over. No runs for the Riders on two hits, no errors, two left on. Bottom four next. Frisco leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning on this Thursday night in San Antonio. Rough Riders carry their 1-0 advantage in the inning. Mitch Brat goes against Robbie Tanerowicz to start things off in the fourth. Brat has surrendered just one hit over three shutout innings with three strikeouts so far. He rocks into his wine and delivers home. Tanerowicz swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1. We saw a lot of that in the first trip for Tanerowicz against Brat. An 11-pitch battle between the two. Brat eventually won it by striking him out. And that at-bat was the 101st career at-bat against the Rough Riders for Tanerowicz. 0-1. It's down and in. One ball and one strike. Between facing the Rough Riders with the Arkansas Travelers and here with the Missions, a .290 hitter in his career against Frisco. 1-1. Broken bat roller up the middle. This shortstop Acosta's got it. Behind the bag, throws over the second baseman Chavez, who ducks out of the way of his throw, and it's in time. One away. The two middle infielders nearly colliding. And now talking behind the bat, making sure they have their signals correct. One out in the fourth inning for Michael De La Cruz, the catcher. Frisco leading 1-0. Pitch home. Popped up on the left side. Foul ground, and it's well out of play. 0-1. Rough Rider is scoring their lone run today on a Luis Mieses RBI double down the right field line. 0-1 pitch. There's a pop-up again on the left side. This one might stay in play. Back behind home, Cooper Johnson with the mask off, and he watches it go two rows deep. A foul ball. No balls and two strikes. And a fan got the ball. Okay, here's my gripe. If a fan picks the ball off the ground and holds it up, I don't think they deserve applause. If they make the catch in the air, yeah, they deserve applause, of course. It's a great catch. But come on. I mean, I can pick the ball up off the ground. 0-2. Up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. If they catch it on one hop, maybe. Depends how good the catch is. You know, do they barehand it? Do they catch it in the beer? You got to do something special for the applause. 1-2. That's outside. 2-2. Our gentleman down here in the second row just grabbed that off the ground and then held it up like a trophy. And he got applause for it. Too easy nowadays. That's what I say. Two balls and two strikes to De La Cruz. Pitch home. There's a broken back ground ball to the right side. Chavez collects it second, one handing it to his left and throws him out. Two down as the barrel of the bat went soaring off to the left side. And De La Cruz was left with just the handle in his hand. Marcos Castañón stands in now. Castañón, former college teammates with the left fielder for the Missions, Cole Cummings at UCSB. University of California, Santa Barbara. He walked back in the second inning, right-handed batter, 1-0 Riders, bottom of the fourth. Pitch home, that's up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders in their red tops, red caps today with gray pants. It's the Flying Chanclas, the Copa de la Diversión uniforms today for the Missions as this pitch is skied into shallow right field. Mieses trotting in towards the line, taps the glove on his thigh, reaches up and makes the catch, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning, first of the day for Mitch Bratt. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top five next. Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Right at the top of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the San Antonio Missions. 2-3-4 due up. Mexico Costa has started against Austin Krobe, and time called
by Acosta, the Riders' shortstop, before he got to the plate. He's 0-for-2 today with a flyout and a ground out. Riders have had plenty of opportunities to add on, just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position tonight, but Mitch Brad has been good in his Double-A debut on the other side. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Acosta. Outside, 1-ball, no strikes. Acosta was 3-for-9 in his first two games of this series. Grobe readies, and the 1-0 pitch. There's a line drive into center field for a base hit. My goodness, nearly took the dome off of Austin Grobe. Max Acosta smashing a base hit. 104 miles an hour off the bat. Josh Hatcher stands in now. He's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. 1-0 Riders. First pitch. That's low, and it's 1-ball, no strikes. Rough Riders have yet to hit a home run in this series. This is game 3 of the set. 1-0. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. That's not very surprising between these two teams. This is game 15 of the head-to-head series. There have been just 9 combined homers between these two clubs. Part of that is this ballpark. Very pitcher-friendly. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Hatcher over the top of it. It's 1-ball and 2 strikes. Part of it is the good pitching on both sides as well. Both these teams have pitched well over the course of the season. 1-2 home to Hatcher. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. It's a foul ball, and it's 1-ball and 2 strikes. And during this tough stretch that San Antonio has been on, though, they have not pitched well or hit well. Losing 12 of their last 16 games. Since July 10th, they're averaging just a little over 3 runs a game on offense. That's last in the Texas League. Here's the 1-2. Before that, a throw over to first, not in time. They also have the second worst ERA during that stretch, over 5.5. They have a run differential in their last 16 games of negative 42. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the left side, past Reyes, the shortstop diving to his right and out into left field. Now the throwback behind at second base, and Acosta dives back in safely. He took a wide turn around second, and he's able to get back in on the throw by Connor Hollis behind him. Josh Hatcher with his second hit today. Back-to-back singles for the Riders to begin this fifth inning. Cody Freeman takes his turn. Now Hatcher is now 6-for-11 in the series. First pitch to Freeman. He swings and flies it into center field, though right at Connor Hollis. Acosta tags it second. There's the catch and a bluff at second base. A throw offline over to third, but didn't matter anyway. Fly out to center field. Freeman is the first out of this fifth inning, and Cooper Johnson stands in. Well, the Riders are now out hitting the Missions 8-1, but they lead just 1-0. Cooper Johnson, the victim of 2 strikeouts today, ready to go. Probe working on 75 pitches. More than likely, maybe another inning after this, depending on how this one goes. The pitch. Johnson laces it in the left center field, and Cummings makes the catch, throws to second, and he doubles off Acosta, inning over. Oh, brother. A Acosta slipped, trying to get back to the bag at second. It's a double play, and the Riders are out of that inning just like that. No runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on. Bottom five next. Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom third of the order for San Antonio in the fifth inning. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Mitch Brad back to work. He offers a swing and a miss and a good breaking ball down and in. It's 0-1. Brad, 63 pitches through four innings today, having to pitch around a 27-pitch first inning. He threw his first 1-2-3 inning of the game in the fourth. He's retired the last five he has seen. 0-1. Breaking ball, cut on and missed at the top of the zone, and it's 0-2. He surrendered just one hit and walked two. A rarity for him, usually pinpoint control. 0-2. And misses down, and it's one ball and two strikes. But you look at the two that he has walked today. One was a 9-pitch battle with Ripken Reyes to open the game, his first career double-A batter. He winds back here, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Perez. He misses outside with the changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes. And then his second walk to Marcos Castagnon, there were two very borderline pitches in that at-bat. He ended up walking him on five pitches. 2-2 home. That's down, and it's three balls and two strikes. So all in all, a pretty good beginning to the start for Mitch Brad in his double-A debut. He struck out three so far today. Payoff pitch. There's a fly ball softly hit into center field. Mateo coming in a couple steps. He's under it, and he reaches up to make the catch. One down in the fifth inning, and here's Lucas Dunn.
Line trip by third baseman Lucas Dunn.
Dunn lined out to third his first trip. Former Louisville Cardinal, native of Panama City, Florida. Right-handed batter, and Brat offers in. And misses low, and it's 1-0. Brat was originally committed to go to Florida State University. The Rangers were able to pry him away from that commitment. 1-0. That's in the outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. And he has been very happy in professional baseball. He said he's had to mature and grow up a lot, especially off the field over the last couple of seasons. 1-1 pitch. That's down and in, and it's 2-1. And if you think about the maturity that it has to take to move away to a different country from your family just a 17-year-old, and you think about the incredible story that is. 2-1. There's a fly ball down the left field line, hit well, curling towards the line, and it's a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes. And then you realize you really hear that story every day in baseball with all the Latin players. They have to move to a different country, signed a lot of them at age 16. Still doesn't make the story any less incredible, though. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch. That's fouled away to the right side this time, and it's still 2-2. Brat had to do that, moving to the United States to go to high school, and it said, or he said that that experience really helped him mature very quickly and getting into pro ball at just an 18-year-old. He had to learn to grow up very fast. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. Mitch Bratt with the strikeout, his fourth. Two down. Connor Hollis bats now. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning. He looks in at Hollis and pitches. Hollis swings and pops it up on the infield. Brainerd Chavez going back, the second baseman in shallow right, two-handed squeeze above his ball cap, and it's five shutout innings in Mitch Bratt's Double-A debut. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning, 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
One nothing Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Austin Crowe back out. Aaron Zavala, Franier Chavez, Luis Mieses. 6, 7, and 8 in the Riders' order due up for him. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander offers into Zavala. And that's at the top of the zone a strike. It's 0-1. This bottom of the order for the Rough Riders has been on base a fair amount. Zavala twice. Mieses twice. Mateo once. The 0-1. Swinging a foul in and out of De La Cruz's glove. It's 0-2. Franier Chavez has yet to reach today, and he, Cooper Johnson, and Caber Rodriguez are the only ones who have not reached today for the Rough Riders. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a good breaking ball away. Zavala dispatched on three pitches. Fifth strikeout for Crobe, and there's one out in the sixth. Franier Chavez. Chavez a ground out in the second inning, then he grounded into a double play in the fourth. First pitch outside, 1-0. Grobe has mixed his pitches well. 1-0 pitch. There's a fly ball into right center field. This one pushing Perez back into a back pedal. Shy of the warning track, he makes the catch. Two outs and Luis Mieses stands in.
Well,
right at the end of that bottom of the fifth inning, Reed Burlingmeyer had gotten up and started to throw, and then he sat down, and then as soon as that second out was recorded, he stood up again and started throwing. So that makes you wonder if Mitch Bratton might come out to start the sixth inning or not. We'll have to see. Here's the first pitch to Luis Mieses. And he swings and grounds it up the third baseline. Dunn picks at the bag, throws off balance to first, not in time. Mieses hustling down the line. He just beats it out, and he's 3-for-3 today. Great hustle from Mieses, and a check swing roller down the third baseline, hugging the line just barely fair and just barely missing the bag. Dunn was able to field in fair territory, and then his momentum took him into foul territory. A strong throw across the diamond was late. So now here's nine-hole hitting Daniel Mateo. Riders lead 1-0 in the sixth. The pitch. And that one on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. On the video board, they put up an error. That has to be a hit. There's no way. And yeah, it is a hit. The ninth hit for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Mateo swings and misses on a breaking ball down. 0-2. Nine hits for the Riders today. And stoppage of play. Somebody from the Mission's dugout is saying something to stop play. Not really sure what's going on. And now Carlos Cardoza is barking over into the Mission's dugout. And now both umpires are coming in from the field. And home plate umpire Travis Brewer is playing the middleman in between the two dugouts right now. Luke Montz, the manager for San Antonio, something's going on. Now Montz is barking at the umpires. Jack Wasson coming in, the field umpire. And the crew chief Kyle Stutz going over and talking with Cardoza. What in the world is this about? And now Stutz, after talking with Cardoza, walks over to the home plate area. And the umpires are going to come together here and discuss. I don't know what's going on. Are they going to talk about issuing warnings here? There was some real fiery hostilities almost out of nowhere between Luke Montz, the manager in the Mission's dugout, and Cardoza, the manager in the Riders' dugout. And now Krobe and De La Cruz, the pitcher and catcher, will come together as well while the umpires are talking in between home plate. Mieses at first. They're still talking it over. Again, this kind of just came out of nowhere. There was nothing really on the field to incite this. This umpiring crew trying to sort it out on the field. And they issue warnings to Krobe, to Cardoza, and to Montz. So both managers have been warned. Both dugouts have been warned, and Krobe has been warned. Not sure if Krobe was talking and saying something or what was going on. But warnings have been issued. So now everyone on high alert. The top of the sixth inning, 0-2, and now time called again. And the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer, takes off his mask and goes and says something to the starting pitcher, Krobe. And now he's back behind home. 0-2 to Mateo. And the left-hander pitches home. Down and in, nearly hit him. I was down in the dirt, and it caught a big chunk of De La Cruz, the catcher. And now there's somebody talking in the Mission's dugout, and Mateo not happy about it. And Cardoza sprints out of the dugout and right to his player, And both benches are clearing now. There are some serious hostilities between these two teams. The entire Rough Riders bench is cleared and is out near the dirt circle around home plate. Reyes came sprinting in, and now Luke Montz and Kavika Emsley-Pye are nose-to-nose right outside the dirt circle. The manager for San Antonio and Kavika Emsley-Pye, the development coach for the Rough Riders, nose-to-nose. John Goble, the pitching coach in there, he's trying to separate everybody. Both teams in their entirety are out there. And there is some pushing and shoving going back and forth in the middle of the pile. Some guys peacemaking, other guys very animated, and they're shouting back and forth. Robbie Tanerowicz going back and forth with Kavika Emsley-Pye. And Cole Cummings and Nick Crowth, former college teammates. And Cummings just came up and fake pushed Nick Crowth, and those two are just talking outside the pile. The umpires are in the middle of it trying to get everything sorted out, with the exception of Jack Wasson, who's just a spectator from outside the pile. And Luke Montz has been taken out of the pile and sent back to the dugout by one of his players. And now some more pushing and shoving as things are starting to escalate again. And Ripken Reyes just got ripped out of the pile by De La Cruz, the catcher. He's getting pulled away. And he got completely shoved out of this argument. It was actually Zabala who just grabbed him and just moved him. And they're just trying to get things settled. With warnings already being issued, you wonder if there's going to be an ejection or two. Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, is pushing his players back to their own dugout. It really seemed like something that was kind of blown out of nothing, as Mateo, after the warnings were issued, took a pitch down and inside and then stood back in. And there were some players at the end of the San Antonio dugout that were yelling at him. Then he turned around and started talking to the dugout. And then after that, both benches cleared after Carlos Cardoza came sprinting out of the dugout and grabbed Mateo, trying to calm him down. So the hullabaloo is over for now. And now Jeff Andrews is out to try and calm down Austin Krobe on the hill. It's 1-0 Rough Riders, who play in the top of the sixth inning. It really seemed like a whole lot of nothing. There were no punches that were thrown, just a little bit of light shoving and a lot of talking between the two teams. And the umpires are deliberating once again between home plate and the mound. Andrews is not even talking to his pitcher, Krobe. He's talking right now to his catcher, Michael De La Cruz, just trying to figure out the best course of action. And now he's set his piece, and he goes back to the dugout. Well, Luke Montz, the manager, was really hot for San Antonio. And the umpire is still talking at a quarter of the way down the first base line as Krobe gets some warm-up tosses in. Warnings were issued just one pitch before. So usually when warnings happen and the bench is clear, there are some ejections. As an umpire in those situations, things can get out of hand really quickly, and you have to kind of realize who is who and who's doing what and who are the culprits and who you need to eject, and there's a lot of moving parts. So they're deliberating through the whole process. Again, we're at the top of the sixth inning. It's 1-0, two outs, Rough Riders at the plate. Luis Mias is in first, Daniel Mateo at home. It's one ball and two strikes on him. With the count 0-2, something just kind of exploded out of nowhere, where Carlos Cardoza and Luke Montz, the two managers, were shouting at each other from their dugouts. Warnings were issued. then after a pitch missed down and into Mateo, somebody from the Missions dugout started barking at Mateo. He turned towards their dugout to retort. Carlos Cardoza came running out of the dugout to grab Mateo, and then both benches cleared, and Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, went sprinting in from his position. And now Robbie Tenorowicz is asking the umpires to hurry it up. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Tenorowicz, the first baseman, walked down the line and said, hey, can you hurry it up? He moved the signal with his finger in a circle. And now here comes Kyle Stutz, the crew chief, over to Carlos Cardoza with his book out. He has his arm around him, and he's discussing something with him. I don't know if it's ejections or what is the exact protocol here. Reed Burlingmeier continues to loosen out in the Rough Riders bullpen. And there is action as well in the bullpen down the left field line for the Missions. It's Raul Brito who's warming. Carlos still talking to the umpires. And it's turned a little bit more heated. Carlos now getting a little bit more animated, and he's got to be careful here. He's getting very frustrated, clearly, with Stutz and with Wasson. Those are the two he's discussing things with right outside his own dugout to the right on the first base side. These guys are right next to each other. Carlos is very animated, moving his hands, now holding them behind his back and jawing right at them right after benches have cleared here on this Thursday night. Again, no punches, no pushing, no shoving, really no intense physical contact for these two teams. Long, long conversation here for Carlos, and he's now pointing over at the Missions dugout and pointing back at the Riders dugout and pointing towards himself, all while still talking to Stutz, nose to nose with him, and making hand motions and a lot of pointing, a lot of discussing. Very animated as Carlos can be. And the fans starting to get restless here in San Antonio. Still talking. I mean, there must be ejections at this point, if that's what he's arguing. There's got to be guys getting kicked out. I don't know why he would be this animated if there weren't. He is clearly very unhappy with the situation. And now the hat is tilted back on top of his head. Still, and they're just hearing him out here. He must have gotten thrown out. There's no way he would get this long of a leash. He had to have gotten thrown out. The crowd is chanting, let's play baseball. Can't really blame him. This has gone on over 10 minutes. Carlos is motioning towards the dugout now, towards his own guys. John Goebel comes out of the top step. I wonder if they're telling him if he got ejected for running out to Mateo. That's really the only thing I can think of, the reason that he would get ejected and not Mons. I'm not really sure at this point. Now Goebel is on the telephone with somebody. John Goebel, the Riders pitching coach, has literally on his cell phone at the top step of the dugout. Not sure who he's calling. And Carlos is still talking to the umpires, just irate. Again, we're in the top of the sixth inning here. Riders a 1-0 lead, and Carlos is done having his conversation Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, is out, and now the umpires will go over and talk to San Antonio's side. Goodness. The whole Rough Riders coaching staff has been ejected, apparently. What? All right, so it seems like that's the situation that we're in. They're ejecting all four coaches. Wow. I don't think I've ever seen that. All four Rough Riders coaches have been ejected from this game, saying that the Riders were instigating the situation. That's what we're hearing from downstairs. Oh my goodness. And so now Luke Montz is having a very heated discussion with the umpires as well. Did all of their coaches get ejected too? This is wild. I mean, I'm sure John Goebel is talking with the farm director or somebody high up within the Rangers organization to see what do they do in terms of managing this game. I mean, you have the training staff. Does the training staff become the managers now? I've never seen every single coach get ejected in a game before. This is the wildest situation. And now Ripken Reyes has been ejected. So the shortstop Reyes has been ejected from the game. Luke Montz calling him towards the dugout. So Reyes has been ejected. This is wild. And Ray Patrick Ditter has come out and will play shortstop now. We're trying to sort this out in real time, so thank you for bearing with us. And a benches clearing situation, if you're just joining us, it appears that all, or I guess four of the five Rough Riders coaches have been ejected. And now it looks like we're going to play baseball again. Except for Rough Riders coaches are still in the dugout. What is going on? And this chaos continues. So Kavika Emsley-Pye looks like is being called off the field, so it looks like he has been ejected. Rough Riders third base coach. So trying to figure out who's going to be the acting manager. I guess Neil Ori, the Rough Riders. Oh, Wolfie is going to come down and manage. Okay, so Ryan Tuntlin and Tyler Wolf are the two coaches who stay in this game, I guess. Carlos Cardoza comes out and is talking with the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer, trying to figure out who has been ejected and who hasn't. Alex Degody and Kyle Stutz are now talking. Degody, who's on the injured list and is a player, is the first base coach right now for the Rough Riders. This has been a wild night. And Degody is still talking with the umpires. Krobe is just getting his warm-up pitches in. I mean, you almost don't know what to make of this situation. Riders still leading 1-0 in the sixth. And now Cardoza jogs out, and he's going to get in between Alex Degody and the umpires. Rough Riders currently do not have a third base coach. A situation that's been going on for over 20 minutes. It's been 20 minutes since we played baseball. And everyone's just trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Luis Mieses walked out to first base. Is he still a base runner at first base right now? And then he walked back to the dugout, and now he's walking back. I mean, it's It's like we're running in circles here on a hamster wheel. Grobe has thrown about 60 warm-up pitches during this time. Aces is just trying to stay loose. Reed Burlingmeyer is still throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen. And now Cardoza is going back out and having more conversations with the umpires, Kyle Stutz and Jack Wasson. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer is just standing near home plate on his own. So Tyler Wolf has come out of the dugout. And it looks like he will go coach first base as he has a coach's helmet on. Or he'll coach third base. We'll have to see. I'm not sure if part of the ejection was Alex DeGody or not. Apparently, we're still waiting on final word as to who has been ejected. First benches clearing incident of the season, a true benches clearing incident of the season. We've had a few minor spats, but nothing quite like this. Taking a while to get sorted out. And Carlos is still having a conversation down the right side. I mean, you have to imagine there are going to be fines involved here if a non-manager has been ejected. That's usually the case. That's a new institution. All right, so it looks like, from what we're hearing from downstairs, Alex DeGody, Kavika Emsley-Pye, Carlos Cardoza, and John Goebel have been ejected. So that's the Rough Riders' first base coach, Alex DeGody, who's a player on the injured list. Third base coach, Kavika Emsley-Pye. Manager Carlos Cardoza and John Goebel, the pitching coach, have all been ejected. Ripken Reyes has also been ejected, the shortstop, for San Antonio. And Ray Patrick Ditter is out there right now replacing him in the field. And he'll be due to lead things off when we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, if we ever get to the bottom of the sixth inning at this point. And Carlos is still talking to the umpires in the first base coaching box right now. And now fans are getting up on the dugout and talking to Rough Riders players. This is getting a little unruly at this point. And Austin Grobe has been taken out of the game. My goodness, I mean, just took out a starting pitcher. Jeff Andrews is irate, the pitching coach. He just had to burn his starting pitcher out of this game because it took too long. And now the San Antonio Missions players are coming over and talking to the umpires and saying, hey, this is taking too long. We've got to figure this out here. And this is chaos. I mean, you got players talking to umpires and trying to tell them what to do. And now Miguel Del Castillo, the bench coach, has come out. And now it looks like there's another ejection. One of the players, one of the infielders, just got thrown out. Or maybe it's Connor Hollis. It's done. Lucas Dunn, the third baseman, just got ejected. Oh, my goodness. He just got ejected for telling the umpires to hurry it up. And now the Rough Riders have a few players out onto the warning track. This is wild. The umpires are trying to usher everyone back onto the field or into the Riders' dugout. This is all taking place on the third baseline as Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, kind of just stood in between them all and is trying to act as the barrier. And it looks like Alejandro Osuna is going to be the first base coach for the Rough Riders as we have Raul Brito taking over on the mound, who is just warming up in the bullpen. I mean, this is chaos personified here. And now we have another player having to come in off the bench because Dunn was just ejected, we believe. Ray Patrick Ditter has taken over. Or was Dunn ejected? No, it was Connor Hollis. Yeah, it was Connor Hollis who was ejected. And now Zach Rex will take over in the outfield for him. My goodness. I mean, this is just wild. So it's still one ball and two strikes on Daniel Mateo. And in the middle of the at-bat, Raul Brito is taking over for Austin Krobe. If you're just joining us, there was a benches clearing incident between these two teams. Rough Riders had four coaches ejected. Manager Carlos Cardoza, John Goble, the pitching coach, and then Carlos Cardoza ejected, John Goble ejected, Kamika Emslie-Pye ejected, and Alex Degody, who's a player coaching first base, was ejected as well. Two players on the Mission side of things were ejected. Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, and then because he came out and argued again, the center fielder Connor Hollis ejected, and now John Goble is still here, came out, and we're talking to the umpires again. Goble is pointing and screaming at the umpires. Not sure what this is about, and he is very demonstrative with his arm motions, and he is not happy whatsoever. Ryan Tutlin and Tyler Wolf coming out and trying to hold him back. That's 6'5" of an angry pitching coach right there. He is not happy at all. This has been a wild top of the sixth inning. And now Goble is back to the dugout, and I believe he's been kicked out of this game. So he goes down into the dugout. So the only remaining coaches are Ryan Tutlin and Tyler Wold. And so Tyler Wolf is coaching at third base, and Alejandro Osuna, one of the players who's off tonight for the Riders, is now coaching at first. All right, so we are ready for baseball now, officially. My goodness. Zach Rex is the new center fielder. Here's Raul Brito with the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry for laughing, but of course, it's one pitch, and we go finally into the bottom of the sixth inning. After pure and utter chaos, 1-0 Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
All right, we welcome you back into San Antonio. What a wild night it has been. Reed Burlingmeyer takes over on the mound. His first pitch to Ray Patrick Ditter is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So to recap for you, if you are just joining us, the Rough Riders lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. There was a benches clearing incident between these two teams in the top of the sixth. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. That's outside, and it's 1-1. And the Rough Riders had four coaches ejected. Alex DeGody, the first base coach. Kavika Emsley-Pye, the third base coach. Pitching coach John Goble and manager Carlos Cardoza. The pitch is drilled down the left field line and hooked foul. Out of play, and it's 1-2 on Ditter. Two players from San Antonio were ejected. Shortstop Ripken Reyes, who is... This is his spot in the order with Ray Patrick Ditter taking over for him. 1-2 pitch on the way. Up and away, and it's 2-2. And Connor Hollis, the center fielder, was ejected after Carlos Cardoza, the manager, was talking to the umpires, and Hollis was telling them to hurry up. The 2-2. Low, and it's 3-2. So now, with the Riders leading 1-0, Reed Burlingmeyer is on the mound, taking over for starter Mitch Bratt, who went 5 shutout innings in his Double-A debut, lost in all of this, basically. 3-2 pitch on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. Burlingmeyer with the strikeout, and there's one away. This has been a crazy night of baseball. Valenzuela 0-2. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Again, if you are just joining us, we aren't even sure what the incident was. Basically, it was 0-2 on Daniel Mateo at the plate. And here's the stretch and the 0-1. Down and in, and it's 1-1. Then all of a sudden, Luke Montz, the manager for San Antonio, started yelling out of his dugout. Carlos Cardoza started yelling out of the Riders' dugout. And the umpire at home, Travis Brewer, ripped off his mask and was yelling at both of them as the 1-1 is on a strike on the outside corner, upper edge, and it's 1-2. Warnings were issued to both dugouts and the pitcher, Austin Krobe. Here's the stretch from Burlingmeyer, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Valenzuela. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Burlingmeyer with back-to-back strikeouts. There are two outs here in the sixth inning, and Cole Cummings stands in. 1-0 Riders. Then after the warnings were issued, one pitch later, a pitch down and in to Mateo to make it 1-2, and then he stood in the box, and somebody from San Antonio's dugout was yelling at Mateo. He turned around and started yelling at them, and then the bench is cleared. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A swing and a miss. High fastball, 0-1. Here's the 0-1. On the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Now Burlingmeyer has a chance to strike out the side here. He's ahead 0-2 on Cummings. He readies from the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Burlingmeyer comes in and strikes out the side in the sixth inning. 1-0 Riders to the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning and the top of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. And before the start of this inning, Tyler Wolf went out to coach third and forgot his helmet. He just had his hat on. So he goes over and gets his helmet and now jogs back out to the third base coaching box. 1-0 Riders, top of the seventh inning. Again, if you're just joining us, a benches clearing incident involving the Rough Riders and the Missions. Four coaches ejected, two players ejected from the Missions. The pitch is lined foul to the right side. It's 0-1 on the Rough Riders' third baseman, Caber Rodriguez. Raul Brito still on the hill, taking over for Austin Krobe. Here's the stretch of the pitch. There's a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike. And it's 0-2. Rodriguez 0-3 tonight. The Riders have had opportunities to score. 1-10 with runners in scoring position, though. Brito ready. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a breaking ball. Second strikeout for Brito. There's one away. Max Acosta now. And this crowd has suddenly gotten very energized into this game. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Max Acosta. There's a curveball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Acosta 1-3 with a single. And time called. The pitch. It's fouled away to the right side, 0-2. The box score just has one ejection. That's not correct. There have been multiple. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Acosta. Outside with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. This is not going to be a very happy coaching staff after the game, that's for sure. An eventful top half of the sixth inning. We're in the top of the seventh now, and the 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Lost in all this was the brilliance of Mitch Bratt in his Double-A debut. He went 5 innings of shutout baseball. Allowed just one hit over 4 innings. 2-2. Outside corner, strike 3 call. 2 down for Josh Hatcher. That pitch looked off the outside edge. He got the call. Third strikeout for Brito, and Josh Hatcher stands in. Here's the stretch and the offering in.
Swing and a miss. 0-1 on Hatcher. Hatch has reached all three times tonight. 2-for-2 with two singles and a walk. Brito fires. Swinging a chopper to the right side of the infield. Castagnon's got it. He slings it on to first and gets him, inning over. Riders go down quietly in the top third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom seven next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Tanerowicz leads it off. Bottom of the seventh inning, 1-0 Rough Riders. Tanerowicz 0-for-2 today. Reed Burlingmeier back out for his second inning of work, though Robbie Ahlstrom is loosing in the Riders' pen. First pitch home. Tanerowicz fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Riders with their one run in the second inning of tonight's game. Luis Mieses with an RBI double. 0-1. Outside. It's one ball and one strike. Burlingmeier struck out the side in the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch. Low, and it's two balls and one strike. It's 4-5 and 6 due up, middle third of the order for the Missions in this seventh inning. Burlingmeier's 2-1. That's low, and it's 3-1. Riders bullpen through four scoreless innings yesterday in game two, and then allowed just two runs over four innings in game one. 3-1. Breaking ball for a strike. 3-2. It's the curve ball from Burlingmeier. Tanerowicz calls time and steps out. Rough Riders have some options in the bullpen tonight, but not a ton. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper to short. Acosta waits on it. He's got it at the head. Throws on to first and gets him. One away. Michael De La Cruz bats now. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Left-handed batter draws a pull side shift accordingly. Fly out and a ground down in tonight's action for him, and the first pitch on the way from Burlingmeier. That's high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Still only one hit for the Missions on offense tonight. Solid single into left by Ripken Reyes. 1-0 pitch. High, and it's two balls and no strikes. De La Cruz happy to be batting from the left side, the switch hitter. 2-0. Outside 3-0. Batting just 128 against lefties coming into today from the right side. So Mitch Bratt, the left-hander, is out. Berlingmeyer, the right-hander, in. 3-0 pitch. That's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. Bullpen quiet for the Missions. We'll see Raul Brito again in the eighth inning. 3-1. Swinging a chopper on the right side of the infield. Chavez has got it from shallow right. Throws him out. Two away. A couple ground ball outs here in the seventh inning for Reed Burley-Meyer and Marcos Castagnon bats. Castagnon 0-for-1 with a walk. Well, the Rough Riders have had some ejections this year, but this is by far their first mass ejection situation. Most ejections in a game had been two before this. The pitch. There's a high fly ball into center field right at Daniel Mateo. He's under it. Jogs in a couple of steps. Makes the grab. Side retired. Six up, six down for Reed Burlingmeyer in his two innings. 1-0 Riders to the top of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo.
Top of the eighth inning. Riders leading 1-0 and trying to add on to that slim advantage. Cody Freeman leads it off. Cooper Johnson to follow, and then Aaron Zavala. 4, 5, and 6 in the Riders' order against Raul Brito. First pitch, breaking ball, just outside, 1-0. Freeman singled in the first, he's 1-for-3. Brito readies, and he offers. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders had an infield single from Luis Mieses in the sixth inning. 2-0. Outside corner, a strike. It's 2-1. And then Brito has retired 4 in a row since entering for Austin Krobe, who went 5 2/3 innings in his start but was going to finish the sixth more than likely. 2-1. Outside, it's 3-1. Had it not been for the bench's clearing incident, with all the ejections and everyone just standing around for 25 minutes, and Krobe had to come out of the game because of it. He'd thrown too many warm-up pitches, and you're worried at that point for his safety. and don't want to cause injury in that situation. So Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, pulled him from the game. 3-1. There's a high pop-up on the right side. Tanerowicz over towards the warning track, and he reaches out basket style. It's out of his reach. A foul ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Probably a play Tanerowicz will tell you he should have made, but just a little bit late. Three balls and two strikes on Freeman, leading things off in the eighth inning. Here's the stretch and the payoff pitch. Swinging a foul straight back. He just stays alive on a late defensive swing on the upper edge outside corner. Riders with a good portion of this order to try and get some insurance up on the board. Three, two, home. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Just fair inside the bag, down the line. Freeman up to first. He's around second as the ball hangs up on the tarp, and he pulls in at second base with a double. Cody Freeman with his 23rd double of the season to put him into second place in the Texas League. Rough Riders are the leadoff man in scoring position here in the eighth. Nothing Frisco, their 10th hit of the game. And here's Cooper Johnson with an RBI opportunity. He hit the ball hard his last time out, lining out to left into a double play. And the first pitch. There's a breaking ball low and outside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Freeman leads from second. And Brito, the 1-0. Check swing and a miss. Johnson went around. It's 1-1. Seen plenty of Raul Brito this year. The right-hander. He's ready from the stretch. And again, the 1-1. Outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Brito, a native of the Dominican Republic. 27 years old. 4.26 ERA on the season. 2-1 is a high fly ball, skyscraping shot into shallow center field. Rex coming in, and he's there to make the catch. Johnson flies out to center, and Aaron Zavala steps in. Zavala 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Brito making his 25th appearance this season with the Missions. 2-3. He stretches and fires. Up and outside, 1-0. Zavala has put together a nice little series. He's walked in 6 games in a row. He has 4 hits in the first 3 games. Swinging a ground ball right back to the hill. Brito's got it, and he's got Freeman in a rundown. He runs directly at him, now runs him back to second. Ditter has got it, tags out Freeman, and on the play, Zavala gets to second base. There's the second out of the inning. It goes 1-6 on the fielder's choice. Zavala reaches second base. Here's Freiner Chavez now. Ditter with a bit of a hard tag on Freeman, pushing him down, but he didn't take exception to it. There's already been too much of that here in this game. Here's Freiner Chavez with an RBI opportunity, and the pitch is a foul ball back behind home. It's 0-1. One nothing Rough Riders, top of the eighth inning. Robbie Ahlstrom is loosening out of the bullpen still. We'll expect to see him in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Well, August has opened with a fury on this Thursday night in San Antonio. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to right field, pushing Perez back into the warning track into right center. He's there to make the catch, and the inning is over. So the Riders threaten, cannot score. They still lead it 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Robbie Ahlstrom onto the hill next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning, 1-0 Rough Riders. Robert Perez Jr. leads it off. Perez 0-for-2 with a line out to right and a fly out to center field tonight. Robbie Ahlstrom on the hill for the Rough Riders. Left-hander's first pitch. Fastball, just high. 1-0. Barely missing the top of the zone. Robbie becomes the third pitcher for the Rough Riders tonight. He brings it in. Swinging a foul into Johnson's glove. 1-1. Ahlstrom has been one of the Riders' best pitchers this year. Left-hander, 25 years old, and time called. 3-1 with a 1.90 ERA. 29 outings, 42 and two-thirds innings, 56 strikeouts. Opponents just hitting 185 against him. 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, 1-2. Riders, one run on 10 hits, no errors today. San Antonio, no runs on one hit and one error. 1-2. Popped up right side, shallow right field. Mieses coming in. It's Chavez going back, the second baseman there to make the two-handed catch. One away. Lucas Dunn stands in now. Dunn 0-for-2 with a line out and a strikeout. His two trips. Ahlstrom has gone five consecutive scoreless outings as the first pitch clips the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. In July, a 1.42 ERA, and that was after a 1.35 ERA in June. 0-1. Swing and a miss on the curveball over the top of it, and it's 0-2. And that was after a May where he had a 1.38 ERA. So really good stuff over the last few months for Robbie Ahlstrom. He's been incredibly consistent. The pitch is a high chopper out to short. Acosta comes up, takes it on the high hop, throws a laser across the diamond and gets him. Two outs. That brings Zach Rex to the plate. Rex, who took over for Connor Hollis after he was ejected. in the sixth inning. His first at bat. Rex, left-handed batter. Ahlstrom, the left-hander, deals home. Outside 1-0. The Riders, if they hang on and win this one, will have won their third consecutive game, all three in this series, and will have won 13 in a row against San Antonio, and will go to 14-1 against them this season. Pitch simmers high, and it's 2-0. We'll go to 32-8 against them in this building since 2021. Time called. Rex steps out. Two balls and no strikes on the former major leaguer with the Dodgers and the Rangers. 2-0 pitch. Fouled back. Two balls and one strike. Riders played a pull on the infield with Hatcher guarding the line at first. Rex has had a really tough time at the plate this season. He's batting just 122. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive into right field. It's a base hit for Zach Rex. Got a fastball in on his hands and rifled it into right field. So off the bench, Zach Rex with a single. Just the second hit of the day for the Missions. And top of the order, Ray Patrick Dinner. One for two day for the top of the order with an 0-for-1 day for Ditter in his first at-bat. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Riders with their only run and the only run this game in the second inning. First pitch to Ditter. Strike in the outside corner of the breaking ball. It's 0-1. The base hit by Rex is the Mission's first base runner since the third inning tonight, when Reyes singled in the third. They had a base runner in each of the first three innings, and none since until that single. 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. This was a really well-played game up until that sixth inning. Had those ejections. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. Robbie Ahlstrom with a big strikeout, and we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders out in front, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders leading 1-0. Luis Mieses leads it off. Raul Brito back out onto the hill. Skylar Hales has started to loosen to the Rough Riders bullpen. It looks like he'll pitch the bottom of the ninth inning. Well, the Riders would love to get another run here in the ninth inning, leading 1-0. Here's the stretch by Brito, and the right-hander deals home to Mieses. Swinging a line drive, looped down the right side, and foul. Neither taking out Scott Capers, the Rough Riders bullpen catcher, in these on-field bullpens in San Antonio. It's 0-1. Mieses is 3-for-3 today. RBI double in the second. A single to center in the fourth, and an infield single to third in the sixth inning. 0-1 is inside, backs him off the plate, 1-1. A great day for Mieses in his second game with the Rough Riders. Daniel Mateo after him. It's 8-9-1 for the Riders due up in the ninth. The pitch. Down in the dirt. Breaking ball misses, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, this has been an incredibly tense game, and even more so in the last 3 innings. Right-hander Brito readies, and the 2-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a high pop-up left side, foul ground. Third baseman Dunn over near the bullpen mound makes the catch. One out. A foul out for Mieses, and that brings Daniel Mateo up. It was Mateo who was up in that sixth inning when all this chaos ensued. One nothing Riders, top of the ninth inning. This is game number 3 of this 6-game series. The pick. Mateo swings and misses on a breaking ball away. It's 0-1. Despite the 6-run win for the Riders yesterday, all 3 games have been close. The 0-1. Swing and a miss again on a breaking ball outside of the dirt. 0-2. The Riders scored 7 runs in the 8th inning yesterday, trailing 5-4 going into that inning for the win, and took extra innings in game 1, and it's 1-0 here in the top of the ninth inning tonight. Tomorrow should be a lot of fun as well. Kamar Rocker will start for the Riders. 0-2 pitch on the way. Outside in the dirt. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rocker went 3 shutout innings in his Double-A debut last week, and he'll face Henry Baez. Here's the stretch. 1-2, way outside, all the way back to the backstop, 2-2. A fourth consecutive breaking ball from Brito. One out, base is clear, top 9. That game tomorrow at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:50. 2-2. Outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Riders have held the Missions just 2 hits on the offensive side tonight. Skylar Hales will try to put the buckle down at the bottom of the ninth inning. Trying to manufacture some runs of insurance, though. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Outside. And Mateo earns the walk. From down 0-2 and chasing 2 bad pitches off the outside corner to taking 4 straight balls. And he's aboard with 1 out. So Mateo reaches. And here's Kaber Rodriguez now. Alejandro Osuna is the Rough Riders' first base coach. A player who's off tonight. First pitch to Kaber Rodriguez. Time called and a balk. Raul Brito didn't come set. And Mateo's balked down to second base. 6th balk in the first 3 games of this series. That's crazy. Here's the stretch. First pitch to Rodriguez. He swings, fouls it back. 0-1. One nothing Riders. Top of the order here in the top of the ninth with Mateo in scoring position at second. Can Rodriguez pick him up? The pitch. Check swing on a pitch outside. He didn't go. 1 ball and 1 strike. We mentioned it time and time again tonight, but the Riders struggling with men on. They're just 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position tonight. That one hit, the Meaces RBI double in the second inning. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, and he went around and a pitch off the outside corner. A nasty breaking ball from Brito, and it's 1-2 on Rodriguez. Mateo has really good speed. Just one out, he won't be off on contact, but if he gets a good read, he should be able to score on a base hit to the outfield. 1-2 pitch. Outside of the breaking ball, 2-2. Max Acosta on deck for the Rough Riders. Mateo leads from second. 2-2 pitch from Brito. Ground ball foul back behind home off the very end of the bat from Rodriguez, and it's still 2-2, and be some action in the bullpen down the left field line for the Missions. It's Jason Blanchard who starts to toss, just in case he's needed here in the ninth inning. 2-2 home to Rodriguez. Breaking ball, swing, and a man struck him out. Rodriguez slams the bat down in frustration. Two outs. Brito with a huge strikeout, his fourth. Max Acosta stands in now. That breaking ball has been really good for Brito today. It's been one of the reasons why he's been so good against righties this season. Right-handers are hitting 218 against him as opposed to 263 by lefties. First pitch to Max. Up and away, 1-0. Acosta, right-handed batter. 1-for-4 today with a single. 1-0 pitch with Mateo leading off of second. Here she comes. Breaking ball low and outside, 2-0. If it's in the zone, you better believe Acosta will be swinging at it. He's a free swinger. And with an RBI opportunity here. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to right field, pushing Perez back. He's still running at the warning track, makes the catch. So we go into the bottom of the ninth inning. The Riders clinging to a 1-0 lead. And Skyler Hales will look to close this baby out. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go, bottom of the ninth inning. Skyler Hales on to try and close this baby out. 1-0, Rough Riders lead it. Frisco has not had a 1-0 lead in the last, or 1-0 win, I should say, in the last 2 years. Their last 1-0 win, you have to go all the way back to 2022. June 17th at home against Midland. The Rough Riders' last 1-0 win. Brandon Valenzuela leads things off. Valenzuela, then Cole Cummings and Robbie Tenerowitz. Mitch Miller has become the first base coach for the Mission. First pitch, outside 1-0. Hales, hard-throwing right-hander, fastball slider, his two-pitch combination. 1-0, swing and a miss. There's the slider, and it's 1-1. The 22-year-old pitching in just his 10th game with the Rough Riders. 3-0, a 2.08 ERA, 19 strikeouts in 13 innings. 1-1. Breaking ball, cued off the end of the bat to third. Rodriguez picks it up, delivers a throw on to first in time. One away. Big first out to get Valenzuela. Now Cole Cummings. 0-3 today. Opponents are hitting just 200 against Hales here at the AA level. Cummings calls time, steps out before the first pitch. Strikeout, flyout, and a strikeout today. 1-0 Riders. Hales first pitch. Up and outside, one ball, no strikes. Cummings 0-11 in the series. Hales deals in the 1-0. Swinging a chopper to first base. Hatcher's got it above his head. Race to the bag, and he jogs there to beat Cummings. Two outs. Robbie Tenerowitz, the final hope for San Antonio. A career 290 hitter against the Rough Riders coming into tonight. 0-3 tonight, though. He does have 10 home runs this year. Right on right. Hales readies and brings it. Slider for a strike, 0-1. The way that Hales throws, the arm slot in which he throws from, it makes it very hard on right-handed batters to pick up that slider. He's holding a righties to just a 183 average. The 0-1 is inside and hit him. So Tenerowitz hit by a pitch, and that puts the tying run aboard. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And that's Tenerowitz's 27th hit by pitch of this season. That's tied, or breaks a tie, I should say, for second in the minors and ties him for first in all minor league baseball and hit by pitches. So he comes out in favor of Jared Dale, who pinch runs at first. Dale pinch running at first. For Tenerowitz. Michael De La Cruz due up with 2 outs. De La Cruz 0-3 with a flyout and 2 groundouts to second tonight. 1-0 Rough Riders. Hales deals. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Ball at 94. Slight pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Hales ready from the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into right center field. Mateo over. He's under it. He's got it. Riders win. Frisco takes a crazy Thursday night victory over San Antonio. 1-0 the final, and their first 1-0 win in over 2 years on the calendar. Riders a 1-0 win, and they can celebrate on the field tonight. They've won the first 3 of this series, and they've won 13 in a row now against San Antonio. And they are 10-0 at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium this season. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to San Antonio as the Riders win an absolutely wild game. And they are very happy to walk away with a victory tonight after the benches cleared earlier tonight. We had four ejections. All Rough Riders coaches, including Alex Degody, who is coaching first base tonight, but is a player, so kind of four coaches. And the Rough Riders, they do win it 1-0 tonight here in San Antonio. They are now 10-0 here in this building. It's been incredible what the Rough Riders have been able to do here in San Antonio. That's 13 straight wins against the Missions. They're now 14-1 against them on the season and 32-8 here in their last 40 games spanning back to 2021. So Frisco, a victor, 1-0. We'll get you the final line scores for both these teams. The Riders, one run on 10 hits, no errors tonight. They did have a little bit of trouble leaving runners aboard as they stranded 10 on the base pass. The Missions on the other side, no runs on 2 hits, 1 error. They stranded 5. Final game time tonight was 2 hours 44 minutes, but that includes the about 25 minutes of delay that we had with the arguing and ejections and benches clearing and all that. 3,175 are attendance tonight here in San Antonio. For the Rough Riders on the pitching side, a win for Mitch Bratt in his AA debut, going 5 innings of shutout baseball, allowing just 1 hit while striking out 4 and walking 2. Reed Burlemeyer threw 2 shutout innings, Robbie Ahlstrom an inning, Skyler Hales the save, his first in his AA career. And on the other side for the Missions, Austin Krobe with the loss. He goes to 3-8 on the season, allowing just 1 run over his 5 2/3 innings. We'll tell you more about the league scores and the affiliate scores and what to expect tomorrow as well, including a starting pitcher you do not want to miss for tomorrow's game when we come back. 1-0, Riders win it. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One final time, we welcome you into San Antonio as the Rough Riders win it tonight 1-0 over the San Antonio Missions. Zach Bigley with you here on the postgame show. Let's take a look at the scores around the Texas League tonight as the Rough Riders hoping for a Midland loss, and that's exactly what they got. They fall 2-1 to Arkansas, so the Rough Riders now tied for first place in the second half with Midland. Not that it really matters, as they've already clinched the division, but trying to win both halves for the first time since 2014 in this franchise's history. Elsewhere around the Texas League, the finals, Amarillo takes down Corpus Christi on the road 3-2. Springfield and Tulsa in the top of the eighth inning, it's 8-5. Springfield leads it. Northwest Arkansas, a 6-5 win. Yeah, or I guess game's still going in the bottom of the ninth inning, so Northwest Arkansas leading Wichita 6-5. As for the affiliate scores, AAA in action against Sugarland, the Round Rock Express. On the starting side, turning to Aiden Anderson for a spot start. He went three innings, allowing one unearned run in his start so far. They're in the top of the ninth with Round Rock leading 5-1, getting some action from Blaine Krim with an RBI double, Justin Foscue with a solo home run and a sac fly, and Dustin Harris also with an RBI single, all former Rough Riders for the Round Rock Express. So that's 5-1 in the top of the ninth inning. High A Hickory, they went in 3-1 over Asheville, the Colorado Rockies affiliate, while down east they take it 6-4 over Augusta, the Green Jackets, and down in Georgia. So the Major League team was off today. They have a game tomorrow against the Boston Red Sox, starting a three-game series. And then they'll play the Houston Astros as well for three games at home. A really key and crucial six-game homestand as they try to stay afloat in the American League West and try to track down both Seattle and Houston. Tomorrow, it's going to be a really fun game between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Kamar Rocker makes his second career Double-A start. Boy, was he fantastic in his first start in a Riders uniform. He went three innings, striking out four, and was absolutely electric on the mound. He faces Henry Baez on the other side. No record, a 3.38 ERA. First pitch at 7:05 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show. We'll have part two of our interview with Mitch Bratt, who is our pregame guest today as well before his Double-A debut. That's going to do it for us tonight. Riders win it 1-0. We'd like to thank everybody who made this broadcast possible tonight. For my partner Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for a 7:05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!